Thank you so much.
Delicious.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm so pumped about this. This is like one of my favorite spots.
Okay, so I have a UI thing to relate to this. This is...
All right.
My wife would be like, everything is not the web, Adam. I have this thing that people love breaking seals. They like to break a seal that's made for them, like a letter. One of the things that's awesome about a letter is you're like, I ripped it. It's mine. When you open up a present, you're like, I ripped it.
It's right. I get
Dude,
you.
I'm ripping this. We don't really get that in the web because it's not just for you. Sometimes you'll get like a tearaway or like you opened up a card, simulating this experience of like, I ruined it. I like to ruin things. I think everyone does. Well,
and it is really fun too when you know that like it can't be duplicated. It's a unique experience, right? Like,
oh, yes.
I built a thing for an episode of Four Web Devs, One App. In order to unlock this page or to get this discount was the specific thing I built. Four people had to hold the button down on different browsers simultaneously. You could only hold up to 25% complete, so you needed three additional people to get to 100% complete.
This rules, dude.
Right? And I was like, man, this is the stuff that I've been missing on the web, is this idea of, like, let's include other people in the experience. Let's play. Let's have fun. And that idea of, like, I actually really like this idea of it kind of, like, building the analog of... You get to rip something. You get to destroy something that was a one-time thing. You break the seal or whatever. I love that.
What if a website that like deteriorated on every visit, right? So it's like you better get there quick because it's eventually just going to erode. I've seen a font that does this actually. It's a climate change font. It's a variable font that you can pass in the year that it is, and every year that goes by, the font deteriorates more, so it becomes very thin and corroded and hard to read. Just like maybe something in real life, like on paper would do. And I wonder if you could take that font, take the concept of it, and have a site that deteriorated until it was gone.
When you watch people talking about getting jobs in tech, when you see people talking about like the right place to work, quote unquote, they always bring up Fang. But so you did it. You got the job. You're at Google. Do you feel like you're at your dream job?
I love teaching. So having a teaching role is really, really important. Dream job? No. It's so common in like an interview. Someone's like, it looks like all you do is make demos. And I'm like, the bummer of that comment is Google doesn't ask me to make demos like that. I make those demos of my own volition. They're just... I have to. And a lot of times it has great overlap, which has been really, really lucky that like I get to craft overlaps with my job. But no, it's not demos all day. It's definitely not sunshine and rainbows all day. It's a real job.
Any job is still a job.
Still a job. Yep.
I had the experience of looking at something that I'd considered to be like life goal, bucket list goal. But I'd set that goal to be a like quantitative thing, like make X dollars or get X job. And then I got there, felt amazing. And then I just like got real weird. Like I felt hollow, I felt sad because I was suddenly looking at like, well, I set a goal and I achieved it, now what? Like you're not done. You don't like hit a goal and then you're just, that's it. Like I win, I get a trophy and now I'm just happy for the rest of my life. Like you got many more years to live.
Yeah.
So what happens next, right? Traditionally, the way that I and I think others would have measured success is you sort of have like an end state, get hired by Google, right?
Yeah.
So how are you measuring now?
I want my enthusiasm to rub off. So it's like my whole goal is just to make shit look fun, to make it look approachable. There's so many beginners. I talk to a lot of developers that are new, and it is wildly difficult. what we're doing in a lot of ways. And it's so easy to get thrown into the mainstream trends, which are even more difficult than the basics. And so I empathize so hard with these people. And I'm like, how do I give them the educational content that I always wanted? If someone leaves an article or a demo or a video that I was in and they're just, I must build. I'm like, that's yes. My success metric.
Other people's excitement and other people's joy is starting to be the thing. Like, that's my key performance indicator, right? Like, if I had to write up my own metrics, 100%. It's the people who've come across me and the things that I make, their lives are just a tiny bit more joyful.
You'll read these books and someone's on their deathbed and they thought XYZ successes would be what defines them and makes them happy on their deathbed, but it's usually not.
No.
They usually look back and they're like, it's my interpersonal relationships. I should have invested more in family, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I think we do that in our career as developers where it feels like, no, what I want to do is I want to have built an app with this framework that integrates that, that talks to this DB. And then when I have that, I'll feel success. I'm like, no, the biggest success is when you took people with you. When you leave a wake of folks that feel inspired and they make a wake and they make a wake. That's when you're at the end of your career
yes.
going, no, my success is the success that I've gave to others and it spread.
The actions you took helped the people around you do more yeah. and inspired them to like pay that forward. Right. Did you leave the industry better than you found it? Did you leave the people around you better than you found them? Sometimes I have this conversation, I can see somebody looking at me going, but like, I gotta take care of me. Right? Like I gotta, okay, I'll tell you what, the thing that has made the biggest difference in my career, I've helped a bunch of people. Now they're all in better jobs than me, and oh my God, they bring me so much business.
Oh, man. Well, and that's like my career. A lot of it is because I went out of my way to help people. I got the CSS role on Chrome because I was on the Google Cloud team working with 80 designers or so.
Yeah.
And all they usually wanted to do was change spacing and font sizing on the product that we worked on. You pop open DevTools and it's like you're looking at a Lamborghini engine.
Sure.
And someone like you and I show up and you're like, yeah, but if you select this node and then you change the color, you can change the paint job of the interior. And they're just like, magic. And you're like, oh, I guess in retrospect, it does look like magic. And so I made VizBug, which is just like a visual dev tools. This is changing the way that we work around here. And that brings me so much more joy than knowing I made a GQ app with the latest framework.
The problem with quantitative achievements, I made the fastest website, is that those quantitative measurements will always be exceeded, right? Like there's no record that will stand unbroken forever. Very few records that will stand unbroken forever.
Says Guinness Book of World.
Right, right. But like, you know, we're seeing people learn and achieve more all the time. And like building the software or whatever, that's going to be a thing that helps you gain leverage. But what you yep. do with that leverage is the mark you leave on the world.